by violence. In a land plagued with gun pirate drug running, one folklore figure stands above the rest. Tonight, see what the people of Mexico call him, the Narco Saint.
La Coca Nostra. In the midst of the Malverde market, in the presence of the Narco Saint, the vodka's drank, bottle smashed, and the shotgun's aimed. The Reaper calling was enough to put Tupac in paint. Murals of dead heroes, apocalyptic rain. We look above what all the scripture says, which is why witches ways drift inside the smoke from the biscuit haze. I sniff for days in the telly with my towel dirty, nursing a stab wound, catching visions of Malverde. I pissed away my life for years, look, I'm now 30. Product of pistoliers, rocking a foul jersey, holding my side together, chopping up panico flakes. Maybe now's my time to head off to that peaceful place, but all I picture is that last look on Chico's face. I should have seen it coming, those deceitful snakes. What happened after that I cannot say. I saw the face of Jesus and then I woke up out in Santa Fe.
Mexican officials have just detained a 14-year-old child assassin who is meant to decapitating four people. His sister is also detained because she is basically admitting to dumping the bodies on freeways, rivers, doing whatever is necessary to get rid of the decapitated bodies.
In the midst of Malverde's darkness, in the presence of the Narco Saint, La Coca Nostra tagged on the walls of the House of Pain. The Reaper calling was enough to leave your house of flames. Tattoos of deceased idols on killers found insane. We look above it on the witness face, tripping with a bitter taste in their mouth. Their vision in the distant haze, the pistol blaze like hellfire. Bullets whistle by like voices beyond the grave in a dead choir. I pissed away my life for many moons, many shitty wounds and pissy motels. Exchanging bricks with many goons, exchanging bullet wounds with many fools. Been one of the most fortunate, though I've been tortured with impending doom. And all I picture is when me and God talk, looking like Tim Roth at the ending of Reservoir Dogs. What happened after that I can't tell you, but if you keep the faith then even death can't fail you.
It's the latest gruesome discovery in a wave of violence that's gripped this Mexican border city. The bodies of nine decapitated men were found in a vacant, empty lot in this poor Tijuana neighborhood, just miles from San Diego. California State Police say the heads were discovered in plastic bags near the bodies. The men have been identified as police officers. Their ID cards were found in their mouths. Officials say drug turf battles are at the center of much of the violence here, claiming at least 37 lives over 3 days, four of them children.
Tell me something, how come anytime there's a hike into the heart of darkness, you sign up?